Conventional wisdom about diets, including government health recommendations, seems to change all the time. And yet ads routinely come about claiming to have the answer about what we should eat. So how do we distinguish what's actually healthy from what advertisers just want us to believe is good for us? Marketing takes advantage of the desire to drop weight fast and be stronger, slimmer, and brighter. And in the big picture, diet plans promising dramatic results, known as fad diets, are just what they seem, too good to be true. So where do diet fads even come from? While the ancient Greeks and Romans rallied behind large-scale health regimens centuries earlier, this phenomenon began in earnest in the Victorian era with crazes like the vinegar diet and the banting diet. Since then, diets have advised us all sorts of things. To excessively chew, to not chew at all, to swallow a grapefruit per meal, nonstop cabbage soup, even consumption of arsenic or tapeworms. If the idea of diet crazes has withstood history, could this mean that they work? In the short term, the answer is often yes. Low-carbohydrate plans, like the popular Atkins or South Beach diets, have an initial diuretic effect.